Your cooperation, get yourself seated faster. We need to do quite a few things. I was told by the committee after they discussed there are certain changes to the program, because we want to make sure tomorrow we can leave for this Mangala launch exactly before 10:30, because it will take about 2 hours to reach the foothill. Then we still got to go to Kampa to meet them. Then after that, we are invited to a lunch. Then we are invited to visit the Mangala Lodge. Mangala Lodge is a very important Buddhist center set up to cater for the students of Uttar and all those resident around that area, so that there is a place where they can go to learn Dhamma, to make use of the facility. And this Mangala Lodge was started by our Kayaramita, Brother Ko Lai Huat, who is an EXCO committee member of HABA, Subang Jaya Buddhist Association, and the wife, Mrs. Ko or Madam Bei. They are very sincere. So I was told they bought 3 units of single-story building and make the place into the Mangala Lodge. So we will be making some donation to them to this trip. Earlier on, Kayamita Fund donated 500 ringgit. Then they were very appreciative. So they thanked us very sincerely. Then they knew about our retreat. So they wanted to invite all Kayamitas over. So I have agreed. Then they also invite me to their Mangala Lodge for us all to visit. Then they have also requested for a talk, a short talk to the students there. They want me to talk on this topic. I have to check. I cannot remember what topic also you want. Is something related to the student.
How to lead a meaningful student life.
Oh, yes. They said, we'd like to invite Brother Theo to do sharing for the student at 2:30 p.m. on the 22nd of March, which is tomorrow. How to lead a meaningful student life. So you all already graduated long ago. Some become parents already. So this topic, like, after you hear, you may like regret that that time you don't have such a advice. But don't worry. We have to accept the reality. So after that, you can share with your children or your grandchildren. So I also don't know what to speak. I haven't thought about it. So anyway, when the time comes, I will know what to share with them. I have to find out there and then. Otherwise, I don't know what the students, what they call their nature are, and what are the relevant things to share. Anyway, it should be a very good occasion for them. Because I remember when I came down as a student to University of Malaya, we were very lucky because Brickfield Temple that time was quite established. And that was the only place actually we go to. But of course there is also Sentu, Wajitiawan, but they are at that time, especially Sentu is still quite new. Then later on only all the Buddhist community and centers start to come out and be available for the resident and student, especially the student movement. Then BGF and all the various Buddhist society came out. And that is a very, very healthy way of promoting or sharing the Buddha Dharma with the student and the world and all those who are interested. So we have benefited from all this. So Uttar is a new university, fairly new. So, Kampa around the area, according to Buddha code, they can't find this type of Buddhist center. So they have decided to do something which is very good. And I think the advisor is the Brother Tan Ho Sun of Nalanda Buddhist Society. He is a very good, what they call, Buddhist leader who has done a lot for Nalanda. And Nalanda has become very established under his leadership. Then they have actually developed it very well. And a lot of Buddhist centers try to model after them. And I have met him, I have spoken to him, I have heard some of his talk. His Pali is very good. His Pali is really, really good. And his sharing is also very good. So the only thing last night I remember when I was in Brickfield, I heard his talk, and then, wow, the way he chant the Pali or he recite the Pali, I tell you, everybody will like it. Then that time in my heart, I said, wow, with him around, very easy, you know, very beautiful. You know. If one day, if can get him to just, he only had to rattle out the Pali, you know, then, of course, he will interpret and explain in his own way, which is actually quite good already. But then at that time, because I have already understood the Dhamma, oh, I say, if I can go in and add on to what he say, that whole session will become so beautiful. Because his Pali is really good, I tell you. Then for me, I need people to read me the Pali. The moment you read me the Pali, I will understand the message very clearly. Then I can explain to you in very, very clear terms. That's why I remember him. Then I met him a few more times because Mrs. Ho, she actually donated and sponsored Nalanda in quite a big way on a few occasions. So she purposely invited me and my wife to go with her. I think it's that place where they do the show. What they call already? Sentu, what they call the expo, I don't know what. KL Pack. So we were invited to the special room, you know, because Brother Tan, Nalanda, the committee member, the president, all they really appreciate what Madam Ho has done. That's why I say she is very generous. So at that time they sponsor, I think, she's the main sponsor for that show. I forgot the name already. On a few occasions. Then we talk. Then that time there was some issue in Kelantan and the Kelantan side, I think. So Brother Ho, Tan Ho Sun discussed with me. He said, yeah, he has to go up there to clarify and help them. And he has been traveling, I think, quite a bit around Malaysia to do what he understand and need to do. So this is how Buddhist community can flourish. And the Dhamma is now becoming better and better. So the consciousness also has improved. So all these centers, when they start, they are very simple. One or two persons, very sincere intention and idea. Then when they start, they need support because they are very they are not very well funded financially and all those things. Then just now there was one sister at the breakfast when I about to come up. She asked me, I think it's, who was it? Polian? Not her. Who was it who told me there was a photo on the wall, the wooden building with all the monks there. Is this how Sampo temple started? I say, yeah, that was how it started. That time timber building, like a shed, and then with all the monks there. A very old photo. 1947. Then because of that monk's good intention, that time, I think money was very, very difficult to raise. very difficult to raise one to do all these things. So he persevered. Slowly, slowly, he persevered. Then this building I saw during the early days when I came for retreat. Then every time I come, I saw it improve, I saw it improve. That's why I always rejoice. And it was because of what people did in the early days that you have condition like nowadays for us to come. And there are many people coming every year. I saw at the kitchen there, you observe not, retreat dates all on a white whiteboard or the sheet one, not a solid one. So we should rejoice. Then we are also donating from the pool every year to actually do our small part. And it's very wholesome. So when I have condition to help this type of startup, I am very willing to do it. My nature rejoice. That's why we will go and help. And they also will receive a lot of wholesomeness because you all have developed such beautiful cultivation and wholesomeness over the last 9 days. Even for those who just joined us, that 1-2 day or 2-3 day is beautiful. Then they have the opportunity to offer us lunch and what they call, I think it's like after that, like your afternoon tea or whatever, they will arrange. So I told Sui and we rejoice. But we try to like donate back the lunch money. Then we have our donation too. I have pledged 1,000. Then the Kayangita Fund also 1,000. Tuesday class 500, Thursday class 500. Then another 1,000 from our pool surplus, this retreat fund. So everybody, including all Kaya Metas who didn't even attend, get to partake in those wholesomeness. Oh, Michael Lu and Sito donate another 1,000. So total 4,000. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then when you are there, if you really want to help them, you also can donate any amount up to you. It's not compulsory. You have done your part because pool money include your money. So these are very wholesome. Then also I want to share with you the final figure that Brother Sui An has worked out. So we should rejoice. Maybe I let Brother Sui An come out in. Because he is the treasurer. Let him explain to you the total received. Then how we intend to use this surplus for the various wholesomeness and we can rejoice. Okay, Brother Suyan.
Sukhi Hill, two brothers and sisters. From what I've tabulated so far, our meals is total 5,604. Yeah, a lot of people coming in and out, so I just put a higher number to be on the safe side. And hopefully we don't otang the temple. So 5,604. So far from all donations from all of you that specifically says for the temple, including 300 from Anne, that came to 5,000. So at this moment, it's 10,604. So I target to give, propose to Brother Teo to donate all in 11,500. Okay, if there are more money coming in, we'll adjust this number. All right, this is what we will present to the abbot tomorrow by way of check. Separately, we'll be giving Ang Pao or Navakama to the abbot, will be 200 to Sufu Tong Siong, Ten Siong will be 200, and each of the Sangha members over here will get 50 ringgit each. The chef, the one that has been helping us cooking, will give her 100.
Yes.
And then all the helpers in the kitchen, and I think there's one more handicap that does. So they will get 50 ringgit each. So total, the Ang Pao will be 1150, including the 300 from N will be 1450.
Yeah.
Then
memory stick.
Yeah, memory stick, right? So 100. I intend to get 100 memory stick. Put all the talks here plus whatever talks that we have been accumulating inside the stick. There's 2,200. Of course, some will go back to donors, and some of those that couldn't make for the trip. Mangala Lodge will be 1,000. I propose to Brother Teo that we also partake in the new SJBA building fund.
Yeah, building fund.
Which we also did last year.
So 1,000.
So roughly, the balance will be about 12,000.
Yeah.
Of which 2,000 will be donated to
Wu Ping Jing Si for our Sunday class activity.
But most of the time, Miss Lee also donated it back.
Anyway, it's for printing of notes and all those things. Then we have to reimburse people for the electricity or whatever that we use there. So it's up to them to offer back. In fact, the Thursday class also I have suggested, but so far I think Sui An didn't do, but Kayamita should help them. You should every month, actually from Kayamita Fund, we actually like pay for the water, electricity or whatever. Then they can donate back, no problem. But it becomes very meaningful, you know, because we appreciate they let us use the place free, you know. So Kayamita Fund should actually appreciate that, offer back certain amount for their whatever expenses, because these are what we actually appreciate. It's free for you to use, but at least electricity, water, or other thing you have to reimburse people. They're up to them to donate. Back or what? It's very meaningful. Even Tuesday class, Stephanie every time remind me, but till this one is last 3 months Tuesday class offer. Okay, sadhu. Then after that, I offer back. The money actually still there, but zero transaction. Spiritually, not zero. Spiritually, very wholesome. Because when you get to offer this to people very sincere who lend you the place, the aircon, everything, and sometimes we buy this, buy that, buy everything, and he didn't even claim. So what I suggest is we do that so that it can help to arise more wholesomeness. You all can rejoice. Then they can have the kind thought to donate it back, and they also rejoice. So this is very wholesome. Shall we do that? So every month you take from Kayamita Fund, you donate. Normally it's how much? Just tell me, I also forgot.
There are many of them that has been partaking. So.
50 ringgit a month. So it's very wholesome. Yeah, 1 month we got 4 sessions in there. So 50 ringgit a month is actually meaningful. Then after that, it's up to them to donate back. So we rejoice. Let's see and continue. Sadhu.
So the 12,000 less 2,000 to Wu Ping Jing Si, balance 10,000, which will be split between the Tuesday and Thursday fund.
So you offer back the Tuesday and Thursday class, because we need some money to reprint some of the books and print some new books. So we make sure that Thursday class and the Tuesday class fund are still healthy. Recently, we spent quite a bit on these new books that you receive. So now, suddenly, the money come back, which is from your pool money. Means you all, through the pool, donated 5,000 each to Tuesday and Thursday class. You should rejoice. Sadhu. And that's very wholesome. I really, really rejoice.
Also, I foresee that the Heart Sutra notes, by the time it gets out there, the 300 copies won't be
enough. We will need to reprint.
And if there's occasion, then we should donate to some of the libraries of the various Buddhist.
Yeah. We will offer them at least one or two sets each. So it's up to them to use. That would be very good if you can arrange that. Because I had that thought earlier on. After this book came out, I saw it was so nicely done. So I say, how nice if all the Buddhist society who wants it, you can check with them whether they really want it or not. If they want, then we rejoice with it. We will offer to the committee member or the president, then up to him to use it. Then if they find it useful, good. If they want more, they can request. So in this way, this particular sharing of Dhamma in this way is the gift of truth. And if they can really help many, many people to develop the understanding, then Kayanamita fund will be very, very wholesome. This is gift of truth, the highest gift. And only Kayanamita fund can do. So this will be another very, very wholesome way of creating blessings, merits and wholesomeness for Kayanamita. Then with the pure wish that I have put into the Kayanamita fund, it will actually speed up all those Kayanamita who are sincere and have the faith in the path of Dhamma very, very fast. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. If you got any Buddhist society or organization that is interested in this Dhamma, you can let us know, either Suyan or me or any of the committee member. Then we will make our offer. It's free. Okay? Thank you.
I'd like to make one more proposal.
Yeah.
Actually, we should buy a new one for the Tuesday class because this one is like the worn-out bullock cart.
Yeah.
Something inside there that's rattling.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Not sure whether you notice. No?
We buy one more set. Yeah. Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu. Oh, it comes with it. The new one will have the wireless.
Yeah, you buy. Actually, the mic is very important.
We make use of the money from this retreat.
Yeah, yeah. It's not much on it. This mic are cheap one, but buy a good one, please. Because it's so important for the recording. The wireless one, clip here. Oh, very good. Oh, clip one, very good.
There are, but the problem is the brother Theo don't know what to do with his hands.
No, I know what to do. don't have to worry. You know when I started? I not used to the mic. Really? Vipassana Center. I did tell Yun Chan there. Because when I speak from the heart, it come on. Then when I hold on to something, my mind cannot hold. You ask me to hold the mic. So that time when I start talking, I find it very funny. The hand holding and this one, like not natural. That's why I find problem. Because this one has to be very natural. But don't worry, after that I get used to it. You know why I get used to it? Because it magnifies my voice. Then when it magnifies my voice, my nature here become different. Understand? Because that vibration come out. I need to conserve energy. Then the nature know, okay, this is beautiful. That's why I say, don't blame technology. Technology is very good. It's the user of technology. So when you are not used to it, like new car, you say, what type of car is it? No? We are automatic, you're not used. Every time you stick shift, you used to it, you used to clutch. This one, no need anything. You go in, like toy car, step on the accelerator, go already. Then you need to control, you step on the brake. Initially not used to it. Instead of on the brake, you're on the accelerator. Then after that, you're not used. The leg's supposed to be on the clutch. The leg that press the clutch on now, nothing to do, sit at the side. So we need to adjust to a lot of this new thing. But be patient, investigate and find out. Because technology has made it easier. Then you will appreciate. Then after that, you don't want to drive the old car already. Oh, is it mafan? The clutch. You let go too fast also, the thing, engine just like cut off. We all say die fire, si hui. So Masale cannot understand you what die fire. Because our dialect is si hui. Say for. So you direct from dialect to English, the Masale who originated the language cannot understand you. Then after that you say break no eat and all say. Okay, we come back to this. So we rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We thank Brother Suyan for doing all this. And actually, all those who help out too, we should thank them, especially Alian. Where is Alian? Oh, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. She sacrificed so much this retreat because previous retreat, she benefited. Oh, definitely, definitely. You all show gratitude towards Miss Lee, but I mentioned in the introduction already. Then also, she helped us to book this place. And we should thank SJBA Association, because they let us use their name, the president and Suyan, they are in the committee. They let us use their name to apply. Because this temple, they have to make it official. You are without organization, without that letterhead, they cannot accept you. So we don't have an organization, we don't have a name, we are only Kayamitas. So what they have done is very good, we should appreciate. That's why if we can, we will do something for SJBA. We thank them, we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And all the Kayamita who has helped make all this printing of book possible, many of them, Pradityu, Pramasuri, Engbi, Ellen, Mifong Leo, those who partake in the proofreading, and there are many of them too, Stephanie Leo. So all these are the sincere Kayamita who help out voluntarily with the understanding that this is something beautiful and they want to do it so that other beings can benefit. We thank them all. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And small thing like Michael Lu, they all with the Sito help to bring out all those books and those heavy stuff, and provide transport to take us up and down, go to see Long Po and all the other provide transport one. And all those will help out in one way or other to make this retreat a great success. We should thank them all. We rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So this will help you inculcate what they call virtue. Virtue is what? Wholesomeness, goodness, good mind. This is gratitude. Kan'en, anasana. Gratitude, kan'en. Then we rejoice. Again, meritorious, anasana. Then we have this, what they call, understanding that if there is wholesomeness, there is a lot of joy and so on, and there is a lot of blessing, and it can help in so many ways. So when you reflect on all this, then you do not underestimate whatever small deed that you do on and so on. You do in your own capacity to do, even using your thought, rejoicing and invoking power of merits to rejoice and to help all those who are in need of help. They are all very wholesome. Then after you have heard about this, you should actually open up your heart to actually offer yourself for helping service. And I can tell you, it's through this that you transform and learn the Dhamma. The real Dhamma is what? What is real Dhamma? Ultimately, real Dhamma, virtue. If you got no virtue, you got no Dhamma, I tell you. This is the reality. When you got Dhamma, you got virtue. You got love, you got gratitude. You got sincerity, kindness, honesty. You have contentment. All these virtues will arise in those who have the Dhamma. You say you have the Dhamma, but you still very crude in the way you live your life. You hardly got any virtue. You only got egoic self that think you already have the Dhamma, or you already somebody. And the easiest way to check is whether that person has virtue or not. When he has virtue, you know he has the Dhamma. And I remember our late Chief Reverend K. Sri Dhammanana, at the very tail end of his life, I remember the last year before he passed away. Every time he gave a Dhamma talk, Brickfield is Friday, I used to record his talk. Then I heard towards the last 1 year, his talk is all different. You know what he said when he started? He said, for me now, the Dhamma is very simple. I just talk about virtue. I just want to have virtue. I don't want to cultivate, discultivate. No point. Means he understand. Ultimately, it's virtue. When you have virtue, you have Dhamma. Means all this you have understood. So for him, he has played a great role to help Malaysia and a few Asian countries, even the world. I think his book was translated and reprinted into many, many languages. His most famous book is What Buddhists Believe, and I'm one of the early recipients of the book that benefited from it. So because of that, Chief Reverend, he has actually planted the seed, built the foundation for Buddhism to arise again in Malaysia. We should actually thank him. He is such a great teacher. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That is my gratitude. I remember him when I was in Brickfield. He was so beautiful, especially when he came to know about me. I used to do recording the tape library next to him, and he used to see me, and he know I'm different. Then one day I talked to him and thanked him, you know, for that book. Then I told him exactly how I became what I am after reading that book. He was so happy, you know, he just laughed. Then later on, when my son and my daughter wanted to join novitiate program, but they were underage, then Ramananda say, "Boy, you want to become part of the novitiate? Okay, you follow me." Well, my son was crying. He got ready everything, the white shirt, everything, shaved, bald, but cannot join, we're underage. And we did not tell him until that day. Then he cried, you know. He cried, you know. He really cried. You know. 7 years old at that time. Then took him to Chief Reverend. Then Chief Reverend looked at him. Chief Reverend asked him, "You really want to join? Shave head, you know. One day eat one meal, you know. Sleep here, you know. Cannot go back." You know. When, while crying, he said, "Yes, yes, yes." Then Chief Reverend make an exception, you know. He said, "Okay, I let you join." Then because my daughter also together, they both join. Well, after that people complain, no. My children miss by 1-2 days, some 1 month, also cannot join. These two small fellows can join. Now Chief Reverend got to clarify, no, after the second day or what. He said, "Please," he said, "I hope you understand. Because of condition, I agree," he said. Because he said when he saw my son, he said, this small boy was like him early days in India. He was just a small boy, you know, 4 years old. He also wanted to become a monk. Oh. Then that time he remember, he very keen, but too young. That's why when he saw my son, he remember when he was 4 years old, he also wanted. That's why he knew there were conditions. He said, "Okay, agree." Well, they like him like anything. Then after that group photo, Chief Reverend sit center, small boy kneel in front. The photo is still with me. Very cute. So these are the wholesomeness that people will recognize. Then he felt so happy when he came to know through his book. I started and became a practitioner. Then end up I have that type of understanding. So when you have gratitude even towards your parent or anybody, they will feel it, they will be touched by it. And this is what Dhamma is all about. Gratitude is a wholesome thought, right thought. It can give rise to so much positive spin-off. Why don't you develop it? That's why like Alicia say, learn to love, learn to appreciate, learn to have gratitude, contentment, everything. This is what Dhamma is. When your heart has this, you have Dhamma actually. Then when you have this Dhamma, you become peaceful, you become happy. Then your mind has clarity, where you don't hold on to negativity, evil would become less and less. Then as you have more and more virtue, it will replace all the wrong thought, wrong view, because you have joy and you have goodness, kindness. And this one, because you do it with understanding and sincerity, the merit is very powerful. Then when you really invoke power of merits using our chanting book, I tell you, you progress very far. You can direct that merit for anything you want in life. for causes and condition for it to bring about those state and condition. Then you no need to like ask people to help you send metta and those things. But when there is condition, you should. But you yourself can do it. And so invoke the power of your wholesomeness, your merits, your cultivation, your understanding. And it's very powerful. I always use that to help people. Then the Dhamma will become beautiful, easy to understand. Actually, not difficult Dhamma. Okay? Yeah. Then, Suyang got something.
Since Radhatyo mentioned merits, let me just comment a little bit. I think Radhatyo must have said it sometime also. Merits is like money, right? So if you accumulate it, you have to spend and share. But the other side is, if you don't have merits, you have not done anything good. You don't have money in the bank. So unlike the bank where you can overdraft, this one you cannot borrow your merit and try to spend it. So try to develop that, accumulate your merits, then only you can spend it. Having said that, next year's retreat, based on the calendar, should be on the 12th of March to 20th of March. So the dates we choose are normally to tie in together with the school holidays so that more of you can come. Last year we requested, but the thing is that the school holiday shifted back by 1 week, so we have to just... So based on that, it's 12th of March to 20th of March.
Okay.
We'll put a request to the abbot, and then when it gets nearer, once we know the school holidays, then we'll adjust accordingly.
Yeah.
So if you wish to attend, please let me know early, so that we can reserve the place for you.
Yeah. So we rejoice, Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
I think Mifong has something to
do. Mifong got something, Let her.
Tomorrow, we have to be ready to leave with all of us, bags, everything, on the bus by 10 a.m.
Yeah, 10 a.m. That is the best. You try to save some time. So you have to do your packing, cleaning up everything. Mifong will instruct you. Okay,
now so I'm going through the logistic things starting today. The group of people that are responsible for cleaning this hall, that will be the last cleaning. So, who is the leader? Okay, so it has been suggested, but I leave it to your group to decide, that if you can find time, maybe you clean it a bit later, maybe towards the end of the day, basically because after that there will be no more cleaning.
I try to finish by 9 o'clock, latest 9:15, then you all can clean. Then you still got 45 minutes to do all those things. Tomorrow morning. Talking about tonight. Sorry.
Tomorrow morning,
I got it wrong.
We realize we do not have enough time.
Yeah.
So maybe after the class at like 5:30, that's one option. Or you can do your normal cleaning and just after the 5:30, maybe just sweep or something like that. Basically, after this, no more cleaning already until we leave. So that's cleaning of the hall and packing.
Can I comment that? As for cleaning, if you don't clean, the monk will have to clean it for you.
Yeah, they will do it. Every day they do a lot of cleaning. I saw them. The temple steps and the whole temple, they sweep, they clean. That's how they cultivate. Mindful in between. Then certain time, chant, chant, chant. This is very good practice, cultivate spiritual faculty and mindfulness. That's why monks like that in such locality with such adverse weather, they can do it. So you have the understanding, you should be able to do much better. Understand? Okay, continue.
Okay, the next thing is packing. We would suggest that you start packing tonight. Basically, get your things ready because tomorrow you have very little time. So, packing and clean your room. Please clean it, whether you sweep, the toilet or whatever that's necessary. So, so try to do it today. The room key, the room leader, you have to return it to Stephanie tonight itself. That's Sister Stephanie there. So which means basically after you return the key, don't lock your room. This is again logistics. So that's for tomorrow. I'll come to that. So this is for today. Now for tomorrow morning, the morning schedule, the exercise and all those breakfast is the same. The strawberry, Sister Ingby is trying to arrange for you to collect either tonight. If not, then tomorrow morning during the breakfast time. Okay. Then after breakfast, the 8:30 to 9:30 will be the closing. That will be the last session by Brother Teo. We are also trying to arrange to bring the abbot in during that closing. But that part, we are not sure. Depends on his availability. So offering of the ang pao and all may be done tonight. But at this moment, we are scheduling for tomorrow morning between 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. Now, we only have half an hour, 9:30 to 10 o'clock, for us to leave this area and get onto the bus. So now, what are the things we need to do? Number one, this meditation hall, your cushion, please fold it, everything. Put it back into the storeroom. Sister Yun Chan is responsible, Sister Yun Chan, to make sure that everything is cleared from this hall. Now, if you find some of the cushions scattered around, please help to basically all keep it back into the storeroom. Then your room, you have to bring your bag down yourself all the way to the bus, except, you know, those that need help. I think we have some of the brothers who will help to put it in the car and drive down. The pillowcase. The symbol to indicate we have used that particular bed is the pillowcase. So you take out the pillowcase, the pillowcase of the bed that you're using, fold it and put on top of the pillow so that later when the nuns or the monks come and check the room or clean the room, they know that bed has been used. Okay, so that is very important. And also just last minute check to make sure that you don't leave any things in the room, or, you know, rubbish in the rubbish bin and all those things.
The rubbish must be clear. That toilet clean up properly. Sweep the floor is definite. Especially the hair and all those things. So try to do it tonight. Clean up when you have your free time before you go to sleep. Tomorrow no need so early. Tomorrow I think our program is... What time is it? Tomorrow is...
Supposed to be 6.
No, 6:30 only you start. You 6, wake up and clean up. Then 6:30 only I start. You got half an hour to do your cleaning actually tomorrow morning. I want it to be later because the driver who drive need to have enough rest and sleep. So let the driver sleep. The rest, do the cleaning.
Okay.
Understand?
So, Brother Teo, there's no exercise then tomorrow morning?
No need.
Okay, so no exercise.
So you can keep all your whatever. You can dress casually that day. No problem.
Okay, so that's about it. Is there any question? The organizing committee, do you have anything that you want to add or anything? Xuan has something.
Thank you.
Sadhu. Our families think that we come here for holiday, so we cannot go back empty-handed. So I've told the vegetable stall outside to bring extra vegetable, whatever.
No, for sale. For sale outside.
For sale. So you can actually buy from them.
If you want to buy, you have to find your own time to go and buy, but don't rush.
So if time permits, somewhere down the slope, we'll find a stop for about 15-20 minutes so that you can just go and buy something.
If we start off at 10 o'clock, we should have time. But we try not to. If can, you go to Kampa to buy. Anything else?
Actually, the other day when Lily's husband sent her, so she said that have a nice holiday or something.
Wow, sadhu.
Have a nice time.
Wow, sadhu. Nice time.
So he's thinking that we're having a holiday.
Very good. Yeah. That's why the real meditation is relax, anasana, they have joy. Isn't that typical of holiday? Huh? You come here to relax and have joy. When you know how to contemplate, it's better than go holiday. Holiday, you're hectic, traveling, check in, check out baggage every day. Then every day you go to rush here, rush there. Then when you reach there, maybe it's good scenery, you're too tired to appreciate. You still worry about your job, your career, problem at home. That is not holiday. Here, everything you put down. This one you hold tired, you put it down. This is not letting go. No? Put it down. So when you put it down, you don't have to let go. Because you know that it is tormenting you. So you put it down. And once you put it down, you find that no more tormenting. Oh, that is the way to live life. That is the way to act. Problem is a problem. But don't go and project your thought and make the problem serious. Affect you so much. The real cultivation is, whatever problem, put it down. Then you don't react to it. Yeah? You don't go and complain. Stir your mind. You have clarity. But when you put down, your mind peaceful, then there is clarity. And then only you inquire, what can I do? What is the best option? How can I resolve this amicably so that everybody is not affected, so that we can move on for the good of the many? When you have this type of inquiry, you will know how to settle your worldly problem. So this is what Dhamma is all about. Have right view to accept, not to react, not to arise any evil root or negativity. But the moment you want things your way or you react and stir your mind, evil root is there. You are not at peace anymore. That's why you get angry, emotional. Then you want to fight back or do all those with evil root. Because the ego is so strong. So when you understand, when you accept, you at peace. There is clarity. And then you ask yourself, what is the best way to act? And then remember Noble Eightfold Path. Then everything will fall into place. Then you will become beautiful as you do this. This is a new way of facing problem. You don't project your thought. You don't recall the unhappy past, the scars of memory, to actually create suffering in the mind. So this is all not a reality. Reality is here and now. This thing happened already. The Buddha said there are causes and conditions behind. So right view, law of karma, mainly. So when you can accept, you no longer blame others, blame yourself, or react to it, because there are causes and conditions prior to it. So if in the past you have done this to people, now condition arise, you become the victim, that is nature's law, very fair. You don't get angry over it. You don't blame others and blame yourself. So this is what Dhamma is all about. Then you know how to live. Then you become very happy, very peaceful. Problem is like no more problem. Every problem is like a what they call blessing in disguise for you to turn around. So you perceive it with wholesomeness, then every problem becomes like blessing in disguise. This was what my refuge teacher taught me. The first thing is that whatever problem you have in life, you don't perceive it with negativity. Instead, you turn it around and perceive it with wholesomeness, like a blessing in disguise, then there is no problem in this world. Anasana. It only becomes a problem when you fear, when you worry. Anasana. What is there to fear and worry? This is the reality. Happened already, like car accident. You go and say, if you have not do this, this accident would not happen. If you have not drive like that, this accident... This is not a reality. This is arguing. So getting angry and emotional. So if is not a reality. The reality is happening. Okay, how can we resolve it? Don't get angry. So tell them sorry. If I cause you any misunderstanding or what, I really would like to apologize. If it's my fault, I would like to apologize. So I'm really sorry. So how can I help? Then if he want you to pay or compensate, you say, why not we do this? We make police report, you claim my insurance fully insured. Then after that, if you can afford, it's not much to resolve it, then you say, okay, if you don't want to report, then we can settle. Then you save time, I save time. Otherwise, the one who is at fault, you have to pay $300 compound fine straight away. You know, understand? So if it's less than $300, if you can afford, resolve it then, understand? Otherwise, you say, you better claim my insurance. Then when you lose your insurance, you lose your NCB, you know. So you have to check how much is your NCB. So all these are understanding so that you can resolve situation and problem. Then to add to what Brother Suyan shared just now is good. You see, he remind me of what I used to share during the early days. I said, merit is like money, understand? So money can help you or allow you to use it for the good or the many or evil, understand? So if you know you will use money appropriately to do certain things. So what we do is we invoke the power of merit, because these are not tangible money, understand? These are spiritual wealth. That's why you chant after the precept. Precept and virtue is the source of happiness, source of true wealth, which is your spiritual wealth. How you use your spiritual wealth? But it's not tangible money, you know. That's why you invoke power of merits. By the power of this merits, may it arise the cause of sankonya. You invoke nature's law, no? You don't go and interfere for whatever to arise. Then nature's law, if it's allowable by nature's law, it will definitely come true. And it will help out in many ways. What I mean by allowable, like you got money, doesn't mean you can do anything with money, you know. You can buy things that are offered for sale, like television, buy a car, buy a house, sponsor your children's education, buy gift for your spouse and all those things. Money that has the ability to do all this, this is allowable by money. But you cannot use money, say, I want to buy your girlfriend, I want to buy your wife. Nobody will sell to you. So something that is against the nature's law, you cannot. So when you make aspiration, you don't be ridiculous. No? Abraham Teo say cannot. By the power of these merits and wholesomeness, may it arise the cause and condition for me to become enlightened immediately. Cannot. Or become enlightened by the end of the year. Ayo. Merit is not wisdom. Please. Or you got attachment. May it arise the cause and condition for this girl to like me. Ayo. It's not to be used for negative mental intention, understand? No? For selfish intention. But if you invoke sincerely for wholesomeness, it will manifest. Like you got people who has problem, your loved one, your children. You invoke power of merits for them to recover to good state of mind, good health, like to carry child. It can, understand? No? That it will have its effect. So it depends on how much wholesomeness you have. And it can be very potent, because I have used it so many, many lives, and it always works. Provided you are sincere, you have the merits, you have the affinity and condition for it. So all these are skillful means that you can use. Then there was one Kayanamita who came and asked, "But your Buddhism got this thing, wanna? What do you think? Did the Buddha teach this? Did the Buddha teach you to make aspiration like that? Every day closing puja, what you do? After that, ipmina punyang kamina. Punyang is your merit by the power of this merit. Ipmina punyang kamina. Mami bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu. So he'll invoke the power of merits. By the power of this punya, may it bring about causes and conditions for this, for my mind of yours or nature of yours, to always avoid the foolish and the heedless, so that you can meet out with the wise and the enlightened. so that Nibbana can be realized soon as possible. And this is what the Buddha teach. It is invoking power of merits. That's why it can work. That's why he teach. And not necessarily only for spiritual understanding. That's why I always wish you one. Good and noble wishes. You know why good and noble wishes? Noble wishes is like avoid foolish, meet out with the wise so that you can become enlightened. Then you aspire to awaken. But the good is what? All your mundane thing that you want, like good health, good relationship, good family harmony, good mind, good understanding. So all these are possible, like your Chinese New Year wish. Wishing people a happy and prosperous Chinese New Year. So all these are the worldly good. That's why that good will cover all those aspects. So whatever good, wholesome aspiration that you make, that you want, you invoke power of merits. But like I say, allowable by nature's law. You cannot be ridiculous or invoke for something that is selfish. Understand not? Then if you can, you say, first prize lottery. cannot. So a lot of things you will learn. So when you understand, Dhamma become beautiful. Like yesterday, the clan group at the dinner table, come and ask me those type of questions. The auntie there, you tell her to share. Ask her to share. Very interesting. The way they are so conditioned by the rites and rituals until they're so scared. No, I give you one example. You don't mind, I share. He said, Brother, I want to ask you one question. They told me, the food that we offer to all the departed or what, you cannot eat one. Otherwise, very, very bad one. Is it? Because they already use their saliva, everything. I say, who say that? He said, the Namo Lola. Ayo. That's why the Namo Lola say, you don't take back, you leave behind. Then you see who eat. They don't go and offer to old folks, so they don't throw away. They eat behind. I have seen this happening in my own hometown. They will come and tell you, you must offer sincerely the best, or chicken, all this thing. Then after that, you cannot take back. Offer already, you say, bad, don't take back. leave it here. Let all these devas enjoy, you say, or all these beings enjoy. Because you go and offer to the author of the dainty. So all this, you have to be like, don't be gullible, understand? The most important thing that affects your life is what? No. The Buddha said, what is the law that governs life and existence, the most powerful one? Karma. You are born of karma, head to your karma conditions. You are what you are because of karma. 99.99% due to karma. You somehow go and believe all this type of thing. Feng shui la, and all the what? Solar eclipse lah. But the chanting of the Om Pemimimi Homa by that Rinpoche is correct. But whether it multiplies 70,000 times or what, forget about it. Because the thing is, whatever wholesomeness you do, it will arise. But don't be greedy. Just like people say, certain religion, you do it at a fasting month or what, the merit is many, many fold. That one could be true because during that time you're supposed to be fasting, isn't it? Do all those things. So, because your virtue is different, so they didn't go until 70,000 times. They say 10 times. Or, don't know how many times, I don't know. But the number not so big. This one, 70,000. Got such nature's law. I don't know. I frankly tell you, I don't know. But for me, I don't quite believe. We cannot be. Then whatever evil, 70,000 times. So every eclipse, a lot of people go to hell. But take care of karma. Don't worry about what people say. Don't go and believe all those things. Cultivate your mind, make it beautiful. When you take care of karma, karma take care of you, and you become beautiful. So cultivation is very simple. How to take care of karma? Follow advice of Buddha. Avoid all evil, do good. Purify the mind. So these are the same message. All Buddhas teach the same. And how to avoid all evil? Keep precept. That's why when you keep precept, you are very happy. Source of happiness. Source of true wealth, spiritual wealth. You can have a lot of wholesomeness, blessing. It's one of the 10 meritorious actions. Then source of peacefulness. You know why peacefulness? When you don't violate precept, you got a lot less problem. Understand now? If you kill and harm, you know how much problem. You scare people find out. Then the next generation also take revenge. Then after that, if people report police case, you get into a lot of trouble. Then if you steal and deceive and people catch you, in the olden day, they chop your hand or put you into what, I don't know, prison and all those things. Then if you commit sexual misconduct, you are being very selfish and very, very deluded because your whole family's harmony, love, you're just willing to allow that moment of lust to destroy. Means you are willing to destroy your whole family unit just because of that. So all this you will start to understand. Then you will not violate. That's why precept is very important. So if you don't do that, you don't have headache. You don't have the problem of the spouse getting very angry, become miserable. Then it affects the children, it affects the in-law, the loved one, everybody. Then this has karmic implication. It can bring about a lot of what they call negativity. Then it can destroy people's life. And this has its karmic fruition. So when you do that to people in future, when there is condition, you become the victim. So do you want that type of life to come and afflict you? If you don't want, then don't do it to people. So precept is a source of peacefulness, is this. If you keep your precept, you become very peaceful, you become very happy. Then you have true spiritual wealth. That's why precept is very important. Then cultivate wholesomeness. Now this is to teach you how to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path with right view. You check your thought, like I already explained. Virtue is the source of wholesomeness. So you must have right thought, not according to you, honestly. Right thought which is not selfish, like generosity, sincerity, gentleness, pleasantness, wholesomeness, then what they call gratitude, respect, and all those things. So these are all the wholesomeness that is not selfish, don't have delusion. You do more and more, more and more. Just like what we shared earlier. Have a good mind. Appreciate life. Appreciate what people have done for you. Have gratitude. Then thank people. Then be sincere. Help people. And this is how, even by going to Ciji or helping out in the community, the temple, everything, it can bring about a lot of virtue, a lot of goodness. Then when you have virtue, the merits will arise. The good causes and conditions for good merits to come. That's why when you start to do good things, your good merits will come. Because you set the base for peacefulness of mind. You set the base for wholesomeness to arise. As opposed to when you are sad, miserable, unhappy, a lot of negative energy. So you set the base for what? Negative karma to arise. So this is the reason why if you want to cultivate Dhamma, you must keep your precept. And this brings me to the topic which I never share. The Buddha said, Sila, Samadhi, Panya. All cultivation is based on this. Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. You have to start with Sila. Sila is precept, morality or virtue. Morality or virtue. So this sila is very, very important. When you keep your precept, you become beautiful. Then samadhi is to train your mind to be aware, to be heedful, stabilize it. Then it becomes samadhi. The whole of the meditation is also called samadhi. Then after that, you will develop wisdom. So this is how you become enlightened, you awaken. Then the Buddha also say, to support this tree, you need another thing. What is it? Apart from sila, what else you need? You forgot. Generosity. That's why you must have dana. That's why the other way to put it is dana, sila, and what? Dana, sila, bhavana. Remember? This is what the Buddha always tell you. So you start with dana. Dana is to develop wholesomeness, merits, virtue, goodness. Then the good karma will come and support you, understand? Then only you can go into meditation. Without dana parami, you can't even invoke the power of merits for causes and conditions for you to avoid evil, meet up with the wise and enlightened one, so that you can become enlightened. That's why you must have dana parami and sila parami. So when you have dana and sila, you can meditate, understand? You can develop wisdom. If you don't have dana and sila, you cannot, understand? So dana and sila. So this is to prepare you to receive the causes and conditions for you to meditate. That's why dana, sila, bhavana. So the whole teaching is very simple and very clear. Then when you have sila, you are peaceful, you are happy. That's why it's a source of happiness, source of peacefulness, and source of true wealth or true merits. So you can follow the. Now you understand the importance of sila, you will have very strong resolve to keep it, because it's a meritorious action. Then dana is generosity, offering, sincerity. When you sincerely offer through your generous heart, you develop a lot of dana. Then dana, not necessary you must offer money or what. You radiate metta, is a type of what they call giving, anasana. It's an offering. So dana can be done in many ways without involving money, anasana. Radiating kindness, radiating love, wishing people well-being and happiness. This is your generous heart to help people, anasana, to relieve suffering. So when you send metta, it's also dana. When you send your pure wish, it's also dana. So all this are part and parcel of the Buddha Dharma, and they lead to a lot of wholesomeness, a lot of goodness, and you become a blessing to the world in your own way. Initially, like, you don't contribute much, small way, but later when your heart becomes different, just like our little girl, he said when he radiated metta, when he reached the whole universe, he got a lot of energy, you know, and he got a lot of joy inside. Well, that one really very powerful one. So I told her, you haven't connect fully yet. When you connect fully, that thing come back to you, you will become very different. Then later on, when she radiated metta, I said, there is a type of pure energy from the heart flow out. Then it's direct from the heart. At that time, all the other beings can feel you. The animal, the non-human, everything. And they were, and that type of metta is very powerful. That is the highest, from the heart direct, come out. No need to, like, do anything, it just flow out, because the heart has metta, and that metta, no opposite one. Very powerful. Okay, then I come to the other part, this word samadhi, remember? Brother Richard was asking me, then I explained, but I forgot to share with you one thing. When you go into absorption or one-pointedness, this energy are so strong, you go into apana samadhi, means deep concentration. Then I remember during early day I was doing it, I meditate middle of the night one, where I don't want to disturb my wife and my children. Then sometimes 2-3 a.m. I will come up and sit on my own. Then during those moments, we are very quiet. But once a while, you remember this motorbike along, middle of the night, they come and do this. Then sometimes car, sport car, they drive. And there was one night I was meditating. Then I went into this absorption. You know what happened? After I went in, the whole thing absorbed. It cut off my hearing consciousness. I didn't know. Then when I released it, I come out. Then I heard this, the motorbike or sport car, I forgot it. By now. Because you shut off, then suddenly you release, like very loud. No? So what I did was, I go into absorption again. Then I realized that sound completely cut off. Then after that, I said, maybe now I release nothing. The moment I release it, come out from the apana samadhi, again the vibration comes. That's why I know your senses, you can cut it off. So the Buddha, during his time, he got mentioned three types of what they call renunciation. You heard of this, isn't it? Kaya vivika. Kaya vivika. Then citta vivika. Vivika is like seclusion. Yes, seclusion. Then the other one is what? What is the name of it? What is it? Upadhi. Upadhi vivika. It also stands for peace. When you seclude, seclusion of peace, vivika, it can mean either seclusion, or peace. So the Buddha said the first type of peace, kaya vivika, when you renounce the world, you seclude materialistic thing from your kaya, your physical. Then you realize a lot of things related to worldly thing doesn't affect you already. Understand? You don't have to worry about your loved one. They're all cut out. The moment you renounce, you don't have any relative and all things. You become a monk, understand? Or nun. So you actually seclude all the worldly thing, you give up because you have to follow the monk's precept or the nun's precept. You cannot own anything. You are completely form and mind alone. So it will give you a type of peace. That's why they believe if you do that, you can meditate easily. You don't have to worry about your loved one's problem. You don't have to worry about your family's problem. You don't have to worry about your wealth, your property, or what happened to all these things. So there is a peace of mind. The other way to understand this is, you go into a conducive environment like monastery or temple where all the monks, they cultivate in that setting, that tranquil and peaceful setting like Wat Pa Nanachat and a lot of other places. Even at this monastery, you look at the monk and the nun, they have this setting. So when you are in a peaceful and tranquil setting, which is very conducive, your mind settles down. You have the first type of peace. The peace that arises due to seclusion, due to the setting, asana. But this one doesn't help you when you go back to society, asana, because you may not get this type of setting, asana. So that's why when you go for retreat, then you have a very beautiful setting, then it becomes a conditioned mind. Then you go back to society, you lose the kaya vivika, asana. So you are not peaceful again. That's why I tell you, if you don't develop real wisdom and understanding and a stable mind, means upacara samadhi in daily life, you cannot be peaceful. Very difficult. Within maximum 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you go back to square one. Then the Buddha said, if you want to go beyond this peace, kaya vivika, the first type of peace, you have to develop the second type of peace. You have to seclude your mind, citta, understand not? You have to seclude your mind, citta, to develop the second type of peace, citta vivika. How to seclude your mind? Go into apana samadhi. Cut off the hearing senses. When you cut out the hearing senses, your eye also, the seeing consciousness also no more. And actually the smell and the taste and the tactile also you can cut out. That's why you don't feel any pain when you are in Apana Samadhi. The whole citta has been secluded inside, where the senses are cut out. That sense basis that upon contact, trigger of consciousness, you can cut them all off using energy field. That's why either continuous mindfulness or continuous strong calmness, ekagata, one-pointedness. So that's how they seclude their mind. But this type of peace, you can only continue to have them if you choose to become a hermit, anasana, every time in that meditative state, anasana. So cannot really live life. That's why the Buddha said, the real peace is upadhi viveka. You know what is upadhi viveka? Peace born of wisdom. You are peaceful anywhere, any place, any time, with any people or whatever situation that arises in the world. So upadhi viveka is the most important peace, the true peace. This one is the third type of peace. Born of wisdom. And this is the real peace. So we meditate to develop wisdom, to develop upadhi viveka. That's why you don't go into energy field. You go into energy field, you can have citta viveka, which is mental seclusion. You become so peaceful. And I remember that time, my cells, everything, become so still. Then they recuperate very fast. Then you cannot get over. No, it's just like what they call hibernating. Hibernating. You know what is hibernation? When you hibernate, you don't age one. You just go through like everything slow down. Everything becomes so still. So during the early year, I do this a lot. That's why I told you I don't look old one that time. Even at the age of almost 40 years old, I look like a student at university. Only later, after 35, I don't know, the mind just don't want to do this type of thing anymore, citta viveka. I can still do it, but I don't want to do it because that mind no point. If you do, means there is a craving, a desire for all this, and you cannot accord and flow, you cannot accept the reality of whatever. Just like the disciple of the Buddha think, hey, the Buddha got abhinya, no? He can go in, then he can prolong his life. No? So ask him to prolong to Ananda. You know what Sakyamuni told Ananda? No? He said, please, this physical body is like a worn out bullock cart already. If someone want me to continue with it, no point. Yes, 45 years is enough. Actually, if you really serious, 3 years is enough. No need that long. You need to do it yourself. Self-cultivation is the most important. Okay? So, 10:30 VM. After this, you can maybe do your meditation. Then what I will do is, this afternoon, we got more time. We hope to save some time for the closing ceremony. Because closing ceremony involves formal instruction and personal sharing feedback by all participants. So maybe afterwards in the afternoon session, we can do that.
Can I just share a little bit? Actually, what happens on Wednesday, I think PG and Mrs. Ho came to me and said they have to leave early. So PG is because the mother was admitted, and then Mrs. Ho because the Cheng Ming and all. So I told them that going to invoke the power of merits may there be causing condition for them to stay until the end of the retreat. So on their part, I asked them to do that. And then on my part, I also did that for them.
Sadhu.
And basically, while the last 8 days, I think Brother Teo has been expounding a lot of Dharma to us. I think it's more important that we also practice it, the Dharma, not just the mindfulness in daily life, but also the Dharma in daily life. I think that is more important also, just as important. So be it marriage or sharing with people or whatever, that's important.
Yeah.
And very often, as a Theravada Buddhist, we sukihotu, may you be well and happy, then you just walk off.
Yeah.
Right?
You so don't the other understand party, yeah, inside.
The other party may be in need of real help. Just imagine that. I was just I think sharing with somebody this morning. Just imagine that I've been lost in the desert for 7 days, no water to drink. Then the Theravada Buddhist walk up to me and say, sukihotu, maybe you're well and happy, then just walk off. That's what Theravada Buddhists will do. But the Mahayana Buddhists will probably rip out their satellite telephone and will call the helicopter and then come and pick you up.
That's what compassion in action. Compassion in word and compassion in action are two different compassion. Sukihotu,
may you walk away. So I think it's important that we practice the Dharma, and as we practice the Dharma, the merits will come, and then with these merits we can share with people. And then
very good. You should thank
the second, the second turning and the third turning will come.
Very good. Sadhu. That's why you realize or not, this retreat, suddenly the condition arise, then what I share with you, sometimes I take away your meditation time is because these are more important. This retreat emphasizes on the patipati, not go patipati, cultivate the Dhamma in daily life. In this round, the recording, very useful, how to cultivate. They are not all there yet, at least important one all there. So go and do listen and slowly get to understand. Then hopefully the important passage or part that I share, we can later on get Kayamita to help transcribe it out. Then we can, like Heart Sutta short note, we can collect all the important short notes for this retreat. Then if we can do it out into a book later on, it will be fantastic. You will help a lot of people, I tell you. Because a lot of the sharing, because of condition, it arises. Without condition, it cannot arise. And this type of sharing is very important to the world, because the world has actually, in most cases, forgotten what this teaching is all about. They don't know how to apply. And this can be applied from the individual cultivator. Like Krishnamurti said, the individual must change. When you understand, when you change, your mindset becomes beautiful. Then you set the condition for good karma to arise, because this is wholesomeness. Then you have merits, you can make aspiration. Then your life will turn. Then you will realize you have become much, much more happier, more peaceful, and your true spiritual world is there. That's why life turns. Good merits got conditioned to arise. Then, like you, very lucky. I used to hear from a lot of Kailamita, especially Christine. Like everything go your way. Alicia also said, like everything go your way. Life becomes so different, so beautiful. No need to worry on. There is so much joy. It's because they turn around. From a chronic situation where a lot of negative thought, a lot of evil root, suddenly all this negative energy field condition for negative karma, no more. That's why negative karma don't come, means your life turn. Then when you got goodness, wholesomeness, true understanding the Dhamma and following, develop the faith, to develop the spiritual faculty, develop training of mind, keeping precept and doing the meritorious action, listen to Dhamma, straighten view, share merit, transfer. And these are very powerful, wholesome said. And the moment you have this, for many, many years, actually no need many years, even for 2-3 years, your life becomes very different. Some of them less than a year, their life becomes so different. So you must have understanding and faith. If you don't try and change yourself, your life will forever be what it is. No. But the moment you start to change, transform yourself by following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil good and have wholesomeness, then train your mind to develop wisdom. You become beautiful. You become a blessing to all. Beautiful inwardly, not physically. But after that, actually physically also become radiant and beautiful. I still remember Christine used to share. He said, people ask, why your face now looks so radiant, so happy and so different? Did you use any makeup? Yes, she used to tell people. He said, no, the Dhamma, the joy inside. And people can see you have become so beautiful. So for those who have problems, remember this. Your life, you need not be like that, so miserable, suffer like anything for nothing. When you understand you can be equally beautiful, then after that, no need to go for all this special treatment. Not only your heart beautiful, physically you appear radiant, joy. People can see you are so different. Like that day, I forgot who already, they just came. I think it's Yip, Sister Yip. The first time you saw me, you say, oh, about your 6 days, you look so different. You are there, not every day see me, not like you are. He look at me, he say, you look so different. So I rejoice, sadhu. So we actually should slowly develop all this understanding. It's recorded with a pen drive, so you don't have to download all those things. Understand now? Then you want to help your friend, you say, you want to listen, you go and copy into your computer, or go and buy a pen drive. I help to transfer to you. I like that easier. Okay? Yeah.
One more thing I was just discussing with Mi Fong is Brother Teo has expounded so much into one book. I think at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you'll probably be sitting on a shelf somewhere. So I think what we intend to do, or at least what I intend to do, is actually go and cut out all those portions, the essential dhammas and all. And laminate and paste on the wall and see how it's interconnecting. Because sometimes Brother Teo explain this way.
Sometimes
he explain that way. Actually, the things are all the same. It's just
then
the way
that, with that, you can do the indexing. From what page got this Dhamma, from what page got that Dhamma. You just write down, this page what Dhamma, this page what Dhamma. Then later on, the computer can scan for you. Like Dana, Sila, Bhavana, three evil root of one. Then you just sort. All come out. Then your index you can produce already. Understand now? What page got what Dhamma? Like Hui Ning, Platform Sutta, Heart Sutta Note 2, subheading what? You just put there. Then later the computer will sort it for you. Understand now? Then you can actually make the indexing very useful. So those who want to know Vulnerable Truth, they go to this few page. Those who want to know the Platform Sutta, they go to that page. That will actually help a lot of people. But like I say, use it as a handbook. No, don't use it as a they call what the you keep one antique put in the shell. Antique you put in the shell every day. You clean and rub also no use. So you must learn to use it as well. Appreciate it. If you don't use it and appreciate it, antique is still an antique. You may tell people, oh, this one now worth so much already. As long as you put it on the shelf, it's still not worth anything. But when you start to use it, appreciate it, and maybe sell it, then it's value. So all this, but I'm not asking you to sell this book. Even if you're very poor, don't sell this book. Please give it to somebody who may have the condition. So all this is what you can actually share with people. And slowly, when you got goodness, wholesomeness, and understanding, your life change. You become very beautiful. Okay, now you meditate for a while. Yes, Pamasuri. Pass the mic. Pamasuri is...
All the documents and PDFs, so you can just search.
Maybe I have talked to the printer. Maybe we can sort it out. And he said he can print for us in form of stickers and we can stick at the cover. Initially, actually, I have the idea of doing the index before we print out don't have enough time.
No, never mind. No need. What I suggest is the subsequent edition, you go and check any spelling mistake or what, or anything that we want to add, then only we put it in. We have this first 300 copy, let it go out first. The indexing is supposed to be the next phase.
But I think we need help.
Oh, definitely. Otherwise, one person is a lot of what they call workload.
Sometimes we don't see it after reading through so many times, somehow the mistakes don't. We need few.
You have to give feedback anywhere you think there is spelling mistake or what or the English word not what is that I should say the grammar or whatever you forward to me or Padmasuri or Sui An also can. Then they will forward to me, Sana. Then I will go through, then we will make a decision. Then we will edit all this later on for the second reprint, second edition with the index. Then whatever you want to add on, we can. So just like this chanting book, now I realize we need to put in the 8 precepts also. You go and write down. I know, you go and write down, this is what we need to do. Then end of the 8 precepts, 5 precepts, we need what they call the explanation, like what the Ananda Giriya, that precept of virtue is the source of happiness, source of true wealth. Or we have to put true wealth means spiritual wealth, then source of true peacefulness. Yeah. But I will revert for you because some of this need to be reverted because the translator at that time don't have penetrative understanding of Dhamma. That's why some of the five aggregates, like form, rupang, anicang, last time they put body, you know. Body is only one aspect of form. So form actually got two aspects. One is external form, the other one is physical form, first aspect of the five aggregate form. You know. So they rectify it. Yeah.
Actually, brother, after this few days retreat, actually before I come, because some of us don't have this book also,
yes.
I was thinking maybe you can advise us on what are the important ones.
Yeah, reflection and all things. Then we
the
put
old
it in.
And the old one also finishing.
Yeah,
so if we can have a second one,
second edition.
We
make
we
it incorporate,
complete with the
so that we don't need their book anymore.
So we compile a better one
our
next
edition. Can. Thank you for the good suggestion, Sadhu. Then those who have the what they call skill in whatever thing, you just let either Sui An or Mifong or any of the committee member that you want to help. Then we will forward you the thing. Then you have to do whatever you are good at. Then in this way, we can distribute out the workload. Otherwise, it's a lot of work. The person who do the transcript already a lot of work. Then send to me, I need to edit. Edit, I cannot pass around, I need to do it. Then after that, we need people to help to actually check the Pali font, grammar, typesetting. I would like to look for somebody who can improve the English description so that it sounds like a written book. Ours is like a, from the, what they call, like from a recorded talk or transcript. So it's like a spoken language. It's not an English language that you write as an author, you write book, easy to understand. No, cannot. She cannot. I have seen the Heart Sutta come back, didn't change much. You need like Achui, like that one. Achui is good because he did this. He helped me to do this. He said, last minute, actually, we supposed to go for some dinner, don't know what. Then she came. Within less than 45 minutes, he went through. Then he got very good suggestion. Because he helped people to edit and write book one. Her English is very good. She teach in the university. You don't look at him, actually. She really. What master? Oh, no wonder. She's a Toastmaster. She can express herself. But her English also not bad. Because she helped out in many of the editing of the books and all those things. And she got contact also, people who can do this. So we need people like that so that the flow of language, when people read, ordinary people who don't have the Dhamma, they will be interested. Because she told me that those people who are good at English, they read your book, they don't like to read. Because the English like that. How good can you be if your English is like that? So I do agree. I said, my English, I really not good at language. So during the early day, I didn't have any liking for language, but I like technical thing. So that's why my language, most of the time I just pass. Then after that form 5 year, when I fail my Bahasa Malaysia, I realize language very important. Then I spend the whole year, I repeat form 5, whole year I didn't study science and math, or technical subject, or all the other subject, but I only study language, Bahasa Malaysia and English. So that's why after that, I just scraped through my Bahasa Malaysia. The next year I got an 8, I almost failed. Then luckily my English after that, somehow I got a better grade. I think I got a 4, grade 4. So my English still very, very mama fu fu. What you call? Pun tong se ya. Then after that, I go to Form 6. Wow, I like general paper because it's a lot of critical analysis and what, develop understanding, maturity. Oh, I like that paper. So that one, language, not the whole thing. Language, I think, only consists of, I don't know how many percent, but your understanding, your ability to express your maturity, that one got a lot of what, general paper I did very well. So that's how after that I realized language is important, but too late to learn. So I so used to my way of expressing things. That's why when you listen to my talk, if you listen, you will understand. But put in word, word by word, you liaboki one, you don't know what I mean. If you don't have this board thing, like the bracket, no word come out on. So how you go and remember? So a lot of this spoken and actual language are different. So this is the area I realize, if you have somebody, then it can improve the flow of language. And the flow of language can attract a lot of European people, Western people. Otherwise they read, they really cannot understand Asian, is it? Die fire, break note. So sometimes the word we use, to us we are familiar. So sometimes you use Hokkien, sometimes you use Mandarin. So they all catch no ball, they are working. So you need to really put it in English and explain to them, this is in the Chinese dialect Hokkien, it means this. So the language, the flow become very good. And then they understand. Then they will laugh. Okay, you can have your meditation.
I just want to clarify. I think Brother Tune has done excellent work in compiling all this into PDF, and from there it's printed. It's PDF, right? So we will make available the links to you where you can download. And the moment you download a PDF in the computer, what it means is that you can search, for example, Samadhi. Yeah. Searchable, right? Yeah. It's a word file, isn't it? Or image file. I think PDF is Word. Okay, once it's in PDF Word, you can search Samadhi, for example. Then
When you want to search, you categorize it as Dana Sila Samadhi. Then let it come out. Then after that, when you put them aside, then you will have the various words. And as Dana on which page, Samadhi on which page, then Panya on which page. Because if you categorize too many, all over. So I want to simplify the essential Dhamma, like three turning of the Four Noble Truths. Then let it come out. Let it come out. If you go and do every word, it will be a very, very big workload for indexing. What we want is essential Dhamma.
No, Brother Teo, what I meant is that if suddenly they want to go and look up Kaya, Viveka, which will not be indexed. So what do you do?
No, three type of peace will appear. Then when you do the whole index that time, because three type of peace, you have Kaya Vivita, Chitta Vivika, and Upadhi Vivika. In the alphabet there, you put it in, Anasana. In the indexing alphabet, this one, this page. But the main one, three type of peace, must be there. Well, people will look for that. Hey, Brother Teo say three type of peace, what is it? Or three type of seclusion, what is it? They will ask like that one. They won't know Chitta Vivika and Upadhi Vivika until they understand this three type of peace. So we have to index it as a title, then separate the word, because the index is A to Z. Then like what Suyan suggested, if they want to find that particular word, they follow alphabet, then they will locate it. So after we do the main one, then we can subdivide those words. Like the word samadhi, you want to take so many of this dhamma got samadhi, five spiritual faculty got samadhi, and as a seven factor enlightenment got samadhi. Pass the mic to Teo. Teo want to say something.
Maybe Brother Teo, let me explain.
Okay.
Let me explain again.
Yeah.
In the past, when we want to look up something, we have to go and look for an encyclopedia, which is they tell you 20 volumes or 25 volumes or whatever.
Yes.
But today, with Google's search technology, if you want to know Viveka, you just put Viveka everywhere around the world, you come up.
Yeah,
so similarly, for example, if you have a PDF book, so you want to search Viveka everywhere, every single page where it appears, it will come out index by
itself.
Correct.
But the trouble is, before you put all those words in, it has to come from certain dhamma. Because if you want to A to Z and go and look for all the Pali word, I tell you, it's a big headache. Because you cannot expect what word people ask. Ours is not a search machine, or Google searcher. So his suggestion is very good if there's a search engine. No, I know, in the computer. But our index, we cannot be putting like a search engine, whole thing inside that. Oh, you mean you can do a search on that book? No, on that book alone, the PDF file. Oh, then easy. Okay, if like that, you can. You make that available.
That's what I wanted to explain.
Yeah.
There are two things here. One is for immediate use of the PDF.
Yes.
For your personal use.
How
you search.
It's
already a facility for you to search.
Oh, very good.
Specific words.
Oh, sadhu. Very good.
Some PDF reader, you can also highlight and make your own comments.
Oh, okay.
That's very good for immediate use.
Oh, sadhu. I didn't know about such
facility. So I suppose that's the condition. Without the index, force you to read.
correct.
So the next thing that we have to do is create the index. As you read through the document, you know which essential dharma you just take a note pages.
Yes.
So from there we compile.
Correct. Then we compile the rest. Very good. So
then we'll publish it again.
Selena got something. Push it out all the way.
Regarding the index, there's another way of doing it by doing numbering. Especially when you say the four support, then you can put four under, then all the category you can read
Then
if you say five precepts under five.
Yeah, that one is number. Like the Dhammapada, not Dhammapada, like the, what they call, Sutta Pitaka.
For especially those people who doesn't know the words, they remember by numbering.
Like Noble Eightfold Path, you type 8 path, come out. So that one search engine can, but our index is printed one, we cannot afford to put all those things there. We only put the essential Dhamma and the important, commonly needed Dhamma. So that one is not much. That one maybe 3 or 4 pages, I think.
My initial intention was to create by topics, essential Dhamma.
Initially, it's by topic. In the topic, all those things will appear, like seven factor enlightenment will appear. Then you just make a note. Seven factor enlightenment, this page got. So if the word come to alphabet, samadhi, all these essential dhamma that got samadhi one, you can pick it up, then you can put the number there.
And then there'll be a section like FAQ, frequently asked
questions. Yes, frequently asked questions. Very good. Q&A also.
Q&A.
You can have a section on Q&A. Q&A, this page.
So format or layout of the index, I suppose we can work it
out.
We can work it out. We'll get feedback from
We go through with the feedback, it will become more and more organized. Very good, sadhu. It's meant to be, I think. So they also see this thing. That's why they actually, sometimes they can condition you to ask and suggest. That's why all this can fall into place. Very good. Okay. Ingvi.
Since you are at 11, because I spotted 3 typo
mistake.
Error.
Let me know.
It's not a mistake. It is a typo
error.
So,
I know. Let me know.
Let you know.
Forward to me.
Not now.
Since what page? You let.
It's at page Seven stages of purification.
Yeah, wait, huh? 7-0. Okay.
7-0 on the left hand side.
Yeah.
So the stages, fifth, oh. The Roman five, the V, yeah. Fifth, purification at the bracket there, the Magga, Jnana, Dasana, Visuddhi, should be one Magga only.
Oh, one Magga only, okay.
Yes, Magga, double Magga,
correct.
So strike off
that. Correct, strike off that one, yeah, thank
the
you.
The same page, the second typo error is on 2.1, the 31 planes or realms of existence, Roman 2, the double I there.
Wait, I get my pen, huh?
The same page, 7-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part 2, Heart Sutra lesson. Yeah. 2.1, Roman 2, double I. The fine material world, bracket, Arupa Loka, should be Rupa Loka. Cancel the first A, because Arupa is the immaterial world at the Roman 1.
Yeah.
Then the Roman 2 is the fine material, there is the Rupa, not the Arupa.
Rupa, yeah. Very good. Thank you. Yeah, Rupa, yeah.
Can catch or not, yeah?
Yeah. Can. No, the 16 Brahma rhyme, they are the form world, Rupa Loka. The fine material is part of the Rupa Loka, but the immaterial world means the formless rhyme, the top four, formless jhana, 5, 6, 7, 8 jhana is the formless rhyme. They call Arupa Loka. Then the second one is the 16 Brahma rhyme. That is the form world, Rupa Loka. Very good, sadhu.
This could be copy and paste technique.
Correct.
One more typo error is at page further behind. 136. The flow chart on 12 links.
Oh, good.
136. This is not a typo error, but it's because in the box, it doesn't come out the word.
Oh, the word didn't come out, okay.
It's a block inside the box. The word is
number
still
one,
there.
Number four.
Nama Rupa. Five aggregates of
form
and
mind. The mind missing.
The mind is down, hidden inside the box. It is there. It's just that the box
The box not white
it.
Enough. Yeah.
Five aggregates of form and mind.
Yeah, very good. Sadhu. Very, very good. Thank you so much.
So far, this is the only three I spotted. Maybe when I go through again, I can spot more.
Yeah. That's why if you read through, you will know who read through, who did read through. And I said, Amy, really, really very meticulous. Unless you have read through, you will not spot all this. Yeah, very good.
One more is on the 8 precepts. I think the paper... loose paper that Brother Sui An photostated for us. There's a mistake there compared to Anandagiri number 7 precept. Refrain from entertainment, beautification and adornment. Number 7 precept. The Pali word after Dharana, Mandana, Vibhu, Sanat, Tana. Double T. There should be a double T. That one is only one single T. Should be double T.
Very good.
Again, that's
Thank
all
you.
About what
sadhu,
I
sadhu, sadhu. So this is how you can help out, point out to us any of these mistakes so that the next edition we get it rectified. Brother Teo, you remember the three you correct your master. You correct that. Yeah, I know. Later we do one round, one shot. Okay. Yeah. Easier. Correct. You WhatsApp to Padmasuri. She will go through and she will forward to me for final confirmation. You WhatsApp to either Engbi or Padmasuri also can. Then Engbi will forward to Padmasuri. You all know Sui An, forward to Sui An, but Sui An always forward to Padmasuri. So the final one go to Padmasuri, okay? Then she will compile everything. Then she will forward me a summary. Then I will go through. Once confirmed, we update. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You do hard copy, then you take a photo, then you send me like what we did. You highlight it with a color, then you send it to me. Then I check, I will know. Yes, yes, yes. Very difficult. Very good. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you meditate for maybe 1 hour. Yeah, me phone. Oh, can. Okay. The Fa Chan Sifu, the abbot who is supposed to come and receive the offering, she is available and she can come at 2 o'clock. So when he come in, please remember get ready and pay respect to him. I will say, then we together pay our respect. We bow 3 times. He is very humble. He always say, no need to pay respect to me, pay respect to Buddha, he always say. But nowadays he okay, he know we are very sincere. So when we pay respect to him, he is very happy. Then after that, we need somebody who can do a translation. Pamasuri. Definitely. Yeah, yeah. No, we ask for forgiveness from all the what they call Sangha people and they are lay people. That means all these Sangha and lay people are Sampo temple, 144. So you all call what? Ask for forgiveness. Chan Hui. Chan Hui. Chan Hui repentant, no? Chi Chiu Yen Liang. Guan Su. What is Guan Su? Yeah lah. You explain the thing first. 如果有什么地方, 得罪了还是什么, 我们真的想跟师父, 跟全部三, 三宝师的那个人工人员还是什么, 请原谅, then you call it whatever su also can.
Brother Teo and Sister Padmasuri, can I confirm can, that can. Sister Padmasuri
yeah,
will
yeah,
be the one
yeah,
translating?
Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Can, no problem.
In that case, can I make a request? Anybody that want to donate towards the temple, please pass to me immediately after lunch, latest. Before lunch will be ideal. Because otherwise, you pass to me, then it comes close already.
Too much
sleep,
then I don't know what to do.
Okay, you can do your meditation now. I will help you to off the light.
We have to clear a path in the center.
Logistic. So after lunch,
to come in. Push your cushion left and right.
Clear a center path
for Sifu to come in. Then you Anjali and like. Pay respect to him, but don't bow yet. You shift your cushion first. Allow about 5 feet in the center. Very good. Sadhu.
Very fast.